it's a perfect time. I know, right? About going. By the way, a brand new Tony Curry Live opening is coming. We do the Curry and Claypool show on Thursday, but I'm just so used to hearing this every morning. It's kind of like starting the car, you know what I mean? You have to have something to kick off here. Man, do we have a show for you today? Tony Curry Live this morning. Then, of course, later on this afternoon, noon, Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, my good friend from the Jimmy Hell Mission. That show will go at 12 and 7:30. Live Wire Wednesday later on tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. And by the way, a couple of monsters in rock and celebrity sports today. Today, Kobe Bryant passed away 2 years ago today. I cannot believe it's been 2 years. And Eddie Van Halen, Edward Van Halen, would have turned 67 years of age today. I still cannot believe he's not around. It bums me out. But we'll celebrate his music today and get after it here by playing all kinds of great Van Halen here this morning on Tony Curry Radio. We'll also be going live on Facebook in just a few minutes on the Tony Curry page. In the meantime, lots of great classic rock and great talk right here on Tony Curry Live. It's a great day for a lot of different reasons. We celebrate a lot of stuff here on Tony Curry Radio. Get the Tony Curry Radio app. We'll be going live on Tony Curry's Facebook page. A little redundant, but we want to make sure you know it's on Tony Curry Radio. It's Curry with a K. So a lot going on today. First of all, my kids sprinted out of the house this morning to go to school, and you're like, what? Normally, kids don't like to go to school, but when their dad has a rock and roll station down the basement, they don't want to stay home. It was great. I was down here at 5:30 this morning screaming, playing some Trooper, Raise a Little Hell. My daughter came out. She said, really? And I said, hey, baby, it's rock and roll, man. She's like, I can't wait to go to school. So the kids went back to school today, so that's a good thing. We celebrate the life of Kobe Bryant. I cannot believe. It's one of those things where when I knew today was the anniversary of his death, I was like, okay, was it 10 years ago? Was it 5 years ago? Because time flies by. It was 2 years ago, but it still seems like it's been forever. 2 years ago, and of course, so we just mentioned a few minutes ago, Eddie Van Halen would have turned 67 years of age today. And I was like, damn, I still can't believe he's gone. It's just one of those surreal things. Like, I'm trying to think of some other rock and rollers. We knew Eddie Van Halen was sick for a long period of time, but we hadn't heard anything in a while, so it really wasn't a huge surprise, but still, you just lived your entire life with Eddie Van Halen's music around you. And so you it just never went away, and you knew it was going to be here. So we'll play lots of Eddie Van Halen this morning here on Tony Curry Radio. Got some other great stuff to get into. We'll do some stories again. We'll go Tony Curry Live here in just a few minutes. By the way, I found out this morning, and I don't know why I didn't find out earlier, but Charlie Brown died. The dude who did Charlie Brown's voice passed away. And for some reason, that really affects me. I don't know why. I've always been a Charlie Brown guy. If you look around our studio, I have a couple of prints. I've got a Snoopy picture right above the table here. I just think it's a beautiful, wonderful piece of Americana that is clean and as smooth and as fluid as anything that we have in the United States. And that goes for Disney, too. Disney's got a little crazy out there, but there just was nothing ever wrong with Peanuts. It was always great, and it's just a staple around here. And come to find out, the kid that did Charlie Brown's, and the weird thing is this kid had all kinds of issues. He passed away from a suicide, so we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, good morning to you. It's a Wednesday. What a weird day this day's been. If you've been listening to Tony Curry Radio app, you've heard about 30 minutes of music because I had a run at the school. This Omicron thing. I'm totally cool with it. I mean, I don't like it obviously, but it's kind of crazy. But I swear, you get your kids ready. And I was just talking earlier here on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app. By the way, Monster Day. We have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman coming up at 12 noon and 7:30 this evening, brand new show called Mission Minded. It's a great show. It's me and him just shooting the bull, man. It's great about business and about footprints and the business world and everything else. So we got that going on. Live Wire Wednesday later on tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. It is Southern Precision Staffing for construction, anything else. And Knox, who is one of our biggest AC/DC fans, just turned, I believe, 9 or 10. Did he turn 9? Anyway, Kai Gregory, his dad, runs Southern Precision Staffing, and we love them. 205-682-2828 for construction. Any other type of staffing you need, they'll take care of you. Check out Southern Precision Staffing. So we got that going on later on tonight. Of course, a replay of the Tony Curry Show from 6 until 8 later on tonight on the Tony Curry Radio app. Download Andy Morgan, good morning to you, and also Brandon, good morning to you. We're on Facebook Live on the Tony Curry page. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app, and if you're already watching and you already have the app, tell all your friends. Download that app because the bigger the app gets, and we already get tens of thousands of followers, but the bigger that thing gets, the more I can do here to give you everything you want. And you can see us all over the place, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's great classic rock and roll, and I'm also, of course, on the Facebook thing here in the morning. So I get up early this morning at 4 o'clock, and I'm up doing my thing, and I mentioned my kids could not wait to go to school today because they were doing the virtual thing like a lot of people were. And my daughter comes downstairs like at 6:30 and she's like, really? And I'm like, what? And she's like, I can't wait to go back to school. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, you screaming down here? And I said, hey, it's rock and roll, baby. We get after it down here on Tony Curry Radio. I built out this beautiful studio down here. And so I got the monitors. we're doing some Trooper Raise a Little Hell this morning. I got the monitors. The floors are shaking a little bit. And she's like, really? She's like, I can't wait to get the hell out of here so I can get away from your radio station. So I was like, we must be doing something right. So then, of course, I get the 682 exchange, which is Oak Mountain Schools at like 8:05. And I just put my kid on the bus. He was fine. And, of course, they're telling me that he's running a fever. And I was like, I swear. So he was just bebopping around here, but it is what it is. So anyway, so I had to run to school. So apologies for not being here. Rob Gerchow. Good morning, Rob. It's the first time I've seen Rob on there. Welcome aboard. Wayne Schneider as well. Thank you so much for watching this morning. Another weird day, not only because I just had to run to the school, which is no big deal, but three things happened on this day. One happened last week, but I just found out about it today. First of all, 2 years ago today, Kobe Bryant died. I just went to Dr. Josh Klapo's Instagram page, and he posted a wonderful in memoriam of Kobe Bryant. That when I heard that Kobe Bryant's anniversary death was today, this is the day the helicopter went down, I was like, was that 5 years ago? Was it 10 years ago? It was 2 years ago. Pleasantly surprised because when something like that happens, it's like, can you believe that was 7 years ago? It was 2 years ago, and man, what a surreal moment. I was a Kobe Bryant. I'm an NBA fan, not a Laker fan specifically, but I loved everything that Kobe Bryant did. I followed him, and of course, my radio partner was born out in L.A., so he was a huge Lakers fan, and it was one of those things. He's a psychologist, super smart guy, keeps everything in check, and knows how to deal with all kinds of issues, right? He always says that psychologists are just like regular people. They just have a name for it, right? And I just remember how banged up and how disappointed and torn up he was. Andrew, good morning to you, Andrew Steele, that Kobe Bryant had died. And it's one of those things where you just can't believe it. You're just like, wait a minute. Because of all the people in the world, how can your biggest and favorite superstar for Dr. Josh and Kobe Bryant, how could that be? And so there's that moment where you're like, this can't be happening. Someone's obviously got to be erroneously reporting the fact that Kobe Bryant has died. And then, of course, when all the major news outlets came out and it reported it, we knew it was true. And then, of course, realism sets in. This is like the death of a family member or anything else. And so I just remember that day. And, of course, the NBA remembered his life the entire season. And now it's been 2 years, so it's kind of weird. The other thing that happened on this day, this guy named Edward Van Halen was born. Eddie, of course, have passed away the same year, and he would turn 67 today. And for me, Tony Page, good morning to you. That's another one of those things where, for me, I grew up listening to Eddie Van Halen. I mean, it was like my generation. I'm 55 years old. I was just old enough to appreciate what kind of guitar player he was and the kind of music he was in. I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and that's when I found classic rock, and it just all came together, man. And so I loved Eddie Van Halen. Not only did I love his music and get a chance to see him live and see him play and listen to the records, but I also realized that he was so influential in everything he did with the Axe. I mean, he did everything. And there were so many people that were influenced by him. We had Damon Johnson on And he's like, listen, without Eddie Van Halen, Damon Johnson's probably not playing rock and roll. He's probably not playing in Lynyrd Skynyrd or Alice Cooper or John Waite's band or any of those bands. And as a member of Brother Kane, they actually opened up for Van Halen right here in Birmingham. And I worked at a radio station in Louisville, Kentucky, WQMF, 96 QMF. And I remember when 5150 came out in 1986, and we had we played classic rock, but then we played new classic rock. If Van Halen came out with a new album, we were going to play their cuts. And so we'd have, just to give you a little background of how this works, we'd have powers, we'd have secondary cuts, and then we'd have the classics, right? A, B's, and C's in a card catalog system. Anyway, and 5150, that song came out, and because we were an album-oriented rock station, we didn't wait for songs to be released as singles. We'd play whatever we wanted. If we knew it was a great song, we were going to play it. We played 5150 in a power rotation for like 3 years. I'll never forget it. I was like, this thing has been an A for 3 years long. We just played 5150 a few minutes ago, and we'll play a lot more Van Halen this morning. I got some coming up. We'll do some by request. But I'm like, I could not believe that Eddie Van Halen died. And this is Eddie Van Halen because we knew that he was sick. We knew the cancer situation. We knew there was an addiction issue there. And you just don't ever think those days are going to come. So on this day, Eddie Van Halen was born. He would have been 67 years of age, died way too young. So that was the weird part. And then I hear this really bizarre story. Andy's wanting to hear some Damon Johnson. Charlotte Sumner, good morning to you. She's watching this morning. Greatly appreciate you watching us here on Tony Curry Live and, of course, on the Facebook page. Tell your friends to get the Tony Curry Radio app. We can't play the music on Facebook Live because of the licensing, but we play some killer classic rock. So, do you know who Peter Robbins is? I do, probably because I've got all kinds of remembrance of Peter Robbins on my walls. Peter Robbins was the voice of Charlie Brown. Another one of those generational things. Listen, when you're talking about, I mean, this is bigger than apple pie for me. In America, Charlie Brown is it. It's right up there, if not beyond, say, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But everyone can appreciate it. I got Charlie Brown. I got Charles Schulz autographs. I've got some of their comic strips on my wall. I've got here. I got Snoopy. I got Snoopy over there on my wall over there. It's just a great piece of Americana. It's just everything that is good in life is Charlie Brown. It's got a message. We've all been a Charlie Brown. We've all felt like a Charlie Brown. We've had Lucy's in our life. We've had Linus's in our life. We've had Snoopy's. We've had Woodstock's. We've had all these things in our life. And I remember Father Vu, who was our priest at OLV, and then he went down to St. Stephen's, and I think he's at St. Barnabas now. He came over to my house for Thanksgiving about 4 years ago. And Father Vu is a good friend of mine, a Catholic priest. And we've had some great breaking of breads and just a wonderful guy. And he comes over, and the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown special was on. I said, we're going to watch the Charlie Brown special. He didn't know who Charlie Brown was. He's from Vietnam, but he's been over here in the States for a while. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I didn't know who Charlie Brown. I was like, how do you not know who Charlie Brown is? Because I thought everyone knew who Charlie Brown was. And so we watched the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. And he was mesmerized. And I had a bunch of little figurines. We set the figurines up around him. And he's like, this is great. And I said, this is like, it doesn't get any better than Charlie Brown. It's so clean. It's so fluid. It has something to do with every facet of our life. Adults could watch it. Kids could watch it. It was just great. It was just fantastic. The newer Charlie Brown stuff, not so much. But Charlie Brown is just like, it's just like one of the most important things in our lives, and certainly one of my lives. And you grew up with Charlie Brown. You still love Charlie Brown. It's not Christmas unless you see the Charlie Brown Christmas special. So Peter Robbins was the original voice of Charlie Brown back in the 60s, and he died last week at the age of 65, and I didn't hear anything about it. Yeah, I miss having Father Vu on too, Brandon. We're going to get we'll put Father Vu on our radio station. How's that? Relatives told Fox 6 San Diego that Robbins committed suicide last week. Charlie Brown committed suicide. How weird is that? He's a California native, began voicing Charlie Brown at the age of 9. He provided all the voiceovers for Charlie Brown Christmas. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown and all the great shows back in the 60s and early 70s. And he battled lifelong mental illness. Kind of sounds like Charlie Brown. Struggled with addictions and had several run-ins with the law. As an adult in 2013, he pleaded guilty to threatening and stalking both his ex-girlfriend and a plastic surgeon who gave her breast augmentation. Could you imagine having a penis? Could you imagine Charles Schulz doing a penis now where Charlie Brown's a little older and Charlie Brown's buying his girlfriend a boob job, and then Charlie Brown ends up stalking? This would be a sick cartoon. It'd be kind of funny. Charlie Brown stalking the plastic surgeon for giving his little red-haired girlfriend a boob job. Way to go, Charlie Brown. He also spent time behind bars for making criminal threats to a San Diego County sheriff. Charlie, what are you doing, dude? After his release from prison in 2019, he discussed his time behind bars in an interview with Fox 6 in San Diego. He said, I would recommend to anybody that has bipolar disorder to take it seriously because your life can turn around in the span of a month like it did for me. I came out of prison. I'm a better person for it. I'm much more humble and grateful and thankful that I lived through the experience. And now we're finding out that Peter Robbins, Charlie Brown as we know him, committed suicide last week. Kind of a bummer, man. So it's been a weird day, man. It's been kind of strange. Also, happy birthday to Ellen DeGeneres. She turned 64 today. Wayne Gretzky turned 61. And again, Edward Van Halen. By the way, if you go to the Tony Curry Radio app, it's Curry with a K. Download the app. Tell everybody. It takes you 5 seconds. I'm not going to follow you. I don't send you notifications. It's just classic rock, and it kicks ass all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all up-tempo. I don't play any slow crap. Sorry, no Stairway to Heaven. No Open Arms. No Faithfully. None of that crap. We just play great classic rock, and we get some Unchained coming up. I'll do some more Van Halen. We'll do some Ice Cream Man, Take Your Whiskey Home, Best of Both Worlds, Top of the World. We all got it coming up here. I'll play a bunch of them in a row to celebrate the 67th birthday of Eddie Van Halen. One final thing, and this is my get off my lawn moment. Sometimes my radio partner calls me Archie Bunker. As you get a little older, we don't get cranky or cynical. We just get smart. We start seeing the world for what it really is. We become more compassionate, more sympathetic towards life. We get more understanding a lot of different ways, but we don't want to change our underwear after the age of 50. So, you know what NFTs are? Non-fungible tokens, right? Julian Lennon announced yesterday that he has announced plans to sell off a bunch of his Beatles memorabilia, including the handwritten notes that Paul McCartney wrote for Hey Jude, which was originally supposed to be called Hey Jules, to celebrate the life and, of course, birth of Julian Lennon. But the weird part about this is, and if you know what NFTs are, and I have, like, if you go look up the definition of NFT and I read it, I understand it. It's X's and O's and zeros and ones. It's all digital. So despite the fact that I could go to a computer and print a picture off of the Mona Lisa and hang it on my wall and tell you it's real, it's not real, but you actually own the rights to the digital aspect of it, and you can place digital footprints and different things in different prints and not even see it, but have ownership of it. But here's the difference. Julian Lennon is selling the digital rights to these Beatle pieces of memorabilia, but holding on to the actual pieces. How the hell does that work? If I'm spending $60,000, $70,000 for handwritten notes of Hey Jude, I want the handwritten notes. But to own the digital part, it sounds like we're just making up crap to sell, right? We already know that people have sold NFTs of like the first tweet. Some guy sold an NFT for like $32,000 of him passing gas. I don't get it. The 58-year-old spawn of music icon John Lennon will sell his collection as non-fungible tokens containing images accompanied by Julian's narration. Digital pieces being auctioned include John Lennon's black cape worn for the film Help. So, let me get this right. Get off my lawn! Let me get this right. So, you're getting the black cape, but you're not getting the black cape. But you got the digital rights to the black cape. If the black cape was a digital, I don't know. An Afghan coat seen the 1967 film Magical Mystery Tour, you could own that, but you can't have it. Yeah, people out there with way too much money. If you want to own the digital rights to one of the three Gibson guitars John gave to Julian, but you're not allowed, but you don't get the guitar, what the hell? What is that? What a great deal. You get to keep the memorabilia. Like what? I guess baseball cards are right. You got an Otis Wagner card or a Ty Cobb card. You get to keep the card, but you're selling the digital rights to the card. What does that get you? I own the digital rights. You don't have ownership of the actual property itself, but you have the digital rights to those. And I guess you can resell those. I don't get it. There's one NFT. It's one of an edition of physical items and does not include the physical item. So this NFT is one of an edition of the physical items, but does not include the physical item. What? What am I missing here? Julian is doing it for a fundraiser, which is a great thing. As a unique way to continue his dad's legacy, he told Variety magazine, which is pretty cool. I've been collecting these personal items for about 30 years, and I was getting a bit fed up with them being locked away in a vault. Why don't you sell the physical items then, Julian? Where I had to keep them because I didn't want them to get damaged. Money raised during the auction, which closes February 7th, will benefit Julian's White Feather Foundation, which supports a variety of environmental and humanitarian causes. We got too much money, guys. If you're one of these people that goes out and buys the digital rights to a cape, but you're not allowed to have the cape, that's ridiculous. All right, today we celebrate Eddie Van Halen's birthday, 67. We got a lot of Van Halen. We'll play on the Tony Curry Radio app. Go to Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. Go to your Apple Store. Go to Android. You can hear us on Alexa. You can hear us on Google Play. Just say, please play Tony Curry Radio. It'll play it for you. We'll play a ton of Van Halen this morning. We got that going on this morning here on Tony Curry Live. We'll replay the show going on from 6 to 8 tonight, or 6 to 7:30, should I say, because we have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, my good friend from the Jimmy Hill Mission. He's the executive director. We sat down and said, man, let's do a show, not about the Jimmy Hill Mission, but about you as a business guy, as an entrepreneur, as an NFP, a non-for-profit type of guy. It's an amazing show. So that show will air at noon and 7:30 on the Tony Curry Radio app. Then later on tonight, it is Live Wire Wednesday, a full hour of all AC/DC. But in the meantime, we celebrate the life of Edward Van Halen, as he would have turned 67 today, and Kobe Bryant, who was a big Van Halen fan as well. That was a fantastic album, by the way, 5150. Still is a fantastic album. Best of both worlds here as we remember Eddie Van Halen and celebrate his 67th birthday today. We played a lot of Van Halen this morning here on Tony Curry Radio. We did Facebook Live in memorial of him. And I can honestly say, since I've been doing classic rock since I was 12 years old, classic rock still would have obviously been classic rock without Van Halen. But I'm telling you what now, at any given time, man, we have these parameters where you can only play a band once an hour. You didn't want to play a Van Halen song and then play another one 20 minutes later, although I do it here. It's no big deal. We had these parameters you had to follow. You cannot play the same band within an hour. You have to play that. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, we could play an hour of Van Halen, no problem, right? Because if you love Van Halen, if you love classic rock, you love Van Halen. But man, we did play a Van Halen song at least once an hour. I was the only band I can think of in my entire illustrious career doing classic rock where if there's one band where we're going to play it once an hour because you got 11, 12 songs an hour, we're playing Van Halen. AC/DC, probably not. Pink Floyd, nope. Too different. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The Who. The Eagles, nope. But Van Halen, you could always get away with playing at least once an hour because you knew people love Van Halen. And damn, I cannot believe, I still can't believe he's gone. And David Bowie, another one of those guys where I'm kind of like, I just can't, I every time I go back and look at a Wikipedia, they're like, yep, he's gone. He's not here. Eddie Van Halen, happy birthday to you at the age of 67 today. And we also talked about Charlie Brown. Peter Robbins, who was the voice of Charlie Brown, I can hear it in my head, committed suicide last week, and no one's talking about it. Isn't that weird to you? Maybe it's not. When I'm like, why didn't we know that? Why didn't they hear about that? I mean, I know, you know, I got this whole death with this whole death list thing going on where I know when people pass away. I knew right before Louis Anderson passed away. I knew when Meatloaf died. But why didn't I hear about Peter Robbins? Maybe I'm just wigged out about Peanuts. I just think it's such a huge piece of Americana. You ask people, you know, who the leader of Russia is, and they can't tell you it's Vladimir Putin, but they can tell you every damn character in Peanuts. I don't know. Speaking of Van Halen, the guy who, of course, just sang that last song and joined Van Halen and had a very, speaking of illustrious career, with Edward, with Sammy Hagar. We have him right now here on Tony Curry Radio.